Hey there, Cody Birch here. Welcome to another episode of the Cody Builds a Business podcast. I know it's been a minute since I've recorded a video, and there's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, the business got really busy in the last couple of months, and that's what I'm talking about today. I wanted to capture this historic moment in my business. Second thing, we went on vacation a few weeks ago to the magical world of Walt Disney in Florida, and it was awesome. So we were prepping for that and handling client stuff and handling launches and all those things. And that's what I've been up to. And I wanted to record this kind of time capsule episode so we could remember this day that will live in infamy. It is May 17th, 2022. And today, for the first time in forever, maybe 5 years, maybe forever, I don't have any agency clients anymore. And if you've been following my journey over the years, that might come as a surprise. It came as a bit of a surprise to me. I put it out into the universe earlier this year that I was ready to wind down the agency, that if people left, then I would not work hard to replace them. And so I didn't develop any kind of bench of people to bring in the game. I don't have a pipeline of potential agency clients, and that's it. And so one by one, they have moved on to other places. So I think I started the year with something like 7 or 8 agency clients. And when I say agency, I just mean they paid me a retainer to run their Facebook ads for them and get them leads and sales on the internet. And now, as of today, literally as of a few hours ago, I just had the last call with the last client. They'd been around for 11 months and decided to move on. And I said, yes, great. I'm here to serve your business. If this arrangement's not currently serving your business, then let's be done. And I've had those conversations a lot. They're not awkward for me anymore. Really, I guess they never were. I know some people, they have a hard time letting a team member go or saying we're moving on or going a different direction or we got to press the pause button for a few months. I don't really mind. I don't get all wrapped up in anybody else's input, or I don't assign my value or my worth to other people hiring me or not hiring me. It's just business. It's emotionless. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't get fired and go down in a blaze of glory. That's not what happened. They just said, hey, it's been great. And it's been 11 months and we're doing a different direction. No problem. So I just wanted to record a quick audio about what happened and what's going on. And then we can listen back years from now and go, hey, remember that day on May 17th, 2022, what happened and look what all has happened since then. So to get you up to speed, I launched the business in 2017. I started doing done for you work. I was building funnels, writing Facebook ads, creating email marketing campaigns, building websites, building membership sites, all sorts of stuff to try to make ends meet, as I was mainly the sole breadwinner in our family. Over that first year, it went well. I had some retainer clients, had some advisory clients, had some consulting clients, but I made most of my money by actually doing marketing for people. And that ended the first year, we did a couple $100,000 in revenue. And I say we, it was really just me. I don't have a team. Sometimes I just say we by default. Maybe it's an ego thing. I want you to think I'm this big business and I'm not, it's just me. And I've got my wife that's very supportive and my team member, Allison, that helps out with operations and stuff like that. But for the most part, it's just me and my business. I've tried different iterations of that. And that kind of went into year two of the business where I brought on a team member to help out with Facebook ads and help out with sales funnels. I had 2 team members. And before I knew it, my overhead was about 10,000 bucks before I paid myself. And that's between Facebook ads, staff expenses, accounting, attorneys, team members, and coaching program I was in. And it was 10 or 11,000 bucks, which kind of stressed me out. So the pendulum swung in that direction. And then over the series of a few months, the pendulum swung back in the other direction where I let those team members go and got really lean and mean again. Now, I've played around with different price points over the years. I've done ads for my first client, I think was 300 bucks to run their launch. I thought it'll take me a couple hours. And you know, if I make 50 bucks an hour, that's $100,000 a year. And so I charged $300 thinking that's like 150 an hour. I'm not trying to be greedy. Then I remember I charged somebody $1,000 a month to run their Facebook ads. And I got my first $2,000 client in September of year one. And they stayed with me for over 4.5 years, which is crazy. So if you do the math on that, that's about $100,000 engagement, you know, about 25 grand a year for 4 years. And then I increased my pricing later the next year to $4,000 a month, which was the same deliverable just for a different type of client. And the story behind that is I was going to these high ticket masterminds and expensive events where the implication was if you were in attendance, then you were pretty darn good at what you did. So I had some 7 and 8 figure businesses that hired me to run their ads and I charged them 4,000 bucks. That went fine. I didn't really like those types of clients. Some of them were just different brands and stuff. I couldn't really help with their business. I'm much more gravitated towards the experts, the people that were running courses and membership sites and coaching programs and doing live events. Those were my kinds of people, and they still are to this day. So the last couple of years have been spent around those expert-based businesses that are using Facebook ads and Instagram ads to launch a new course or membership or a new income stream. And I got really good at it, kind of became known for that in the industry, and really just always kind of had a pipeline of 3 to 7 clients that needed that kind of support. And the sweet spot of retainer that I was charging was $2,500 to $3,000. It just depended on the complexity of their funnels and how much support they needed. Meaning if you want me to run your ads and never want to talk to me, that's a certain price. If you want me to run your ads and there's a Slack channel and a weekly standing meeting, that's going to be $3,000, just more time, more stress out of on my side. And just kind of liked that price point and was serving me well. I started the year something like 16 or 17 grand a month of recurring revenue. And that all now, as of right now, that whole income stream is gone. It's down to zero. So I'm replacing it with other stuff. And I'll tell you more about that here in a second. But that's what happened on the agency side. And the reason I wanted to wind that part of my business down, I've fake said it for years. Oh, I got to get out of this agency stuff. I'm losing my hair. I'm going gray. I'm losing sleep. Because it's a lot of pressure, right, to run ads for different companies, to create their promotions, to create their copy and their audiences and manage their budgets and scale their ad spend and stuff like that. And most of my clients that I've worked with, we would go something like 7 to 14 months, just on average. Some of them were a little bit less, but the recent ones that left were 6 months, one was 12 months, one was 11 months. One was 6 months, I believe. So whatever that average is, those were the last 4 people that were kind of leaving. I was releasing them in the agency. So it wasn't like, you know, one night stands, right? These little 1 month retainers with people. And then I'd get fired. Like, that's not how it was going. It was going great. But there's a lot of pressure, right? If the launch goes well, then I am sometimes celebrated, sometimes not. If the launch doesn't meet sales goals, then I'm sometimes looking for a scapegoat, and it's easy to just point out that vendor over there that was running our Facebook ads. Let's just blame him. So whether that's founded or not, that's what happens sometimes. But all in all, it was a decently stressful line item of revenue where I just had to manage the ad spend. I think in February or March, I spent over 100 grand, or was managing over $100,000 of ad spend on top of my own ads, just with a couple of clients. And that's a lot of work, right? A lot of stress to get that done right. So I was saying and putting it out into the world, like, I just got to get this done. I got to get through these agency clients. I got to shift my model. And so the first point I have for you today is you don't have to adhere to any business model longer than you want to. When it stops serving you and it stops serving whatever your goals are for your life, if it's not giving you the financial freedom or time freedom or location freedom that you want, it's okay to change the model. I've tried a few different models over the years, with many workshops, with live events, with coaching programs, with advisory stuff, with consulting. I've tried a lot of different models, and what was paying the bills the most, what was the easiest to sell, was that agency stuff. A lot of people that I was working with said, I don't want to think about this. I want you to do this for me. And I never got negotiated down on price. Nobody ever argued, you know, paying the retainer. It just always kind of worked out. But I didn't like doing that. I was carrying the burden. I had 2 or 3 launches going at once in March, I think, two months ago. And it was incredibly stressful. Just the mental weight I was putting on myself. I take these launches really seriously, and as if it's my own money and my own business on the line. And one of them went okay, where it was more of like a break even. One of them went a little bit better than that. But even then, they said, you know, we wanted to be 7 to 1 on our ad spend, and we were 2.5 to 1 on our ad spend. And I was like, I just can't deal with the stress. Like, this is just too stressful. I've said it long enough. I got to start to make the transition. So that's what happened. My average day was spent in client Slack channels and on client calls and responding to client texts and managing client ad spend. And it really just had taken over my life for the last couple months. And that's when I made that decision that I didn't know how long it would take to start to unravel the agency part of my business. Turns out it took a couple of months and went from 7 clients now to 0. So that's what happened there. Now, here's what's going on next. Now, I do believe that you should teach from the scars, not from the wounds. So if you're metaphorically bleeding out on the pavement, give it a minute. Like, learn the life lesson and then come back and teach. But and that's not the case right now. I don't feel full of despair and panic, and I'm going to sleep great tonight. I slept great last night. I knew I had this call with the client today. I knew it was going to be the proverbial kind of breakup phone call. I slept like a baby. Wasn't worried about it. Wasn't stressed. Now, it doesn't mean I'm just footloose, fancy free, got $100,000 in the bank savings, which I totally don't. But I do have a baseline of recurring revenue through my memberships, through my low ticket sales, through my affiliate relationships. And then I'm going to tell you what I'm working on next. And if this sounds like something you'd be interested in, then I'll tell you how to contact me to reach out and we can get that knocked out for you and your business. So here's the pivot that I'm making. Number one, I'm doing VIP strategy days. I've got two of them next week. One of them, I'm flying out to Seattle to meet with a longtime client and work on their marketing with them. And then the other one, I've got a customer flying in from California into Colorado Springs. We're going to meet up next week. So just so happened that I had two of them on the calendar happening in the same week. And so I love that. I love thinking through the marketing strategy and identifying low-hanging fruit and opportunities that are commonly missed. So that's one thing, VIP strategy days. Okay, so if that sounds like something you could benefit from, best course of action probably, let's go ahead and book a call with me. And it's easy to book a call with Cody. Just go to callwithcody.com and get on my calendar. We'll brainstorm what you need and kind of put you the best service offering I've got for whatever your needs are. The second thing I'm doing is day rates. You need to think of a sexier name than that. But here's the reality. Your business is built in several machines. There's a lead getting machine. There's a traffic generating machine. There's a sales conversion machine. There is a customer satisfaction machine. And that's probably kind of it. If you have those machines happening in your business, a way to get traffic, a way to grow your email list, a way to convert that new subscriber to a customer, and a way to serve that customer, that's kind of it. But a lot of people I work with, they're missing one or two or three or all four of those machines in their business. They're just kind of flying by the seat of their pants. They are posting randomly to social media. They don't really have any strategy or promotion planned, and they need those machines built in their business. Now, the first thing I like to do is that list building machine, because if you get people on your email list, it generates some goodwill, builds some trust and authority, then you can point their attention at whatever you're selling. If it's a laid back launch, if it is a workshop or a challenge or a summit or something like that, it's easier. The more email subscribers you have, the easier your life becomes. And so for those people that just need one of those machines built in their business, you can book a day rate with me and we'll just get it knocked out. And no, I don't need your help necessarily, not to be rude. You need to book a day that works on your calendar where you're around if I get stuck and you need me to reach out and, I don't know, get a login and password to your CRM so I can implement the system I'm building. But I've done that literally hundreds of times for myself and for clients. I had a guy that I was working with. He had a health coaching business and every one of the people in his coaching program needed the exact same funnel. But he didn't know how to build them or didn't have a way to build them. I was like, I'll knock those out. And I got them done. I would do like two or three a day and I got really proficient. And that's what the 1 hour funnel process is built on, is just that structure. If the offer is clear, the messaging is clear, then you can build these funnels really quickly. So one of those is a day rate. If you say, hey, I just need a lead magnet, an opt-in funnel, it needs to be integrated, traffic ready and functional, and I don't know how to do it, or I don't have the time to get that figured out, then just I'll knock that out for you in a day. So that's a new thing I'm doing. So far we got VIP strategy days, which are in person. And then I've got the day rates where I get a machine built for you in your business. The third thing that I am moving towards is advisory. So I've got four people currently active in my advisory program. They're launching a new product, they're launching a new income stream, and they need some help and some coaching and some structure around that. And so that is something I've been having a lot of fun with as well. For any of these things, if you say, hey, that's really what I've been looking for in my business, just the easiest way to learn more is just to go to callwithcody.com and book a time that makes sense for you. We'll chat through what you're working on, what you got coming up next, the gaps in your sales process, identify any kind of low-hanging fruit or opportunities for improvement that have yet to be exploited, and then put you in the right thing. Maybe your problem can be solved with one of my lead magnets or mini workshops. Maybe your problem needs to be solved with booking a day with me or a half a day, or maybe you need some higher level strategy and we can get that knocked out in person together with my structures and my frameworks there as well. Last little caveat, I've had several people say, can our marketing person work with you? Like, I'm the expert, I'm the CEO, I'm the thought leader, I'm the person behind the business here. I can't do that. Can you work with my marketing person? And the answer is absolutely. So I like the mentoring part of the advisory program there as well. So that's what I'm doing now. And here's the shift that I'm making too. I want you to pay attention to this. The downside to people hiring an agency, if you were ever thinking, I hope I can hire Cody someday, maybe you can, by the way. I don't know that I'm never going to ever have an agency client ever again. It's just very stressful and not something I want to move forward with, especially going into the summer months where we have some travel and some camping trips booked. I can jam 95% of what we would do together in an agency retainer-based relationship. I can get it done in probably 2 half-day sessions, meaning I can build the machine, write the ads, install them into your ads manager, set up your audiences, your targeting, your budgets, et cetera, and get that knocked out. There's no reason to pay an expensive agency. And I was probably maybe a mid-priced agency at $2,500 a month. You don't need to pay that fare to get that machine built in your business. You don't need to pay $25,000 to get an opt-in funnel built in your business so you can start getting, growing your email list and getting leads. I can get those machines knocked out in a day, and it's not $25,000. So that's shift number one is, you don't need to pay a retainer. Like, I don't want to jump on in your Slack channel and, jump on a standing Friday morning call with you to brainstorm what's going on with your ads. I can just set the machine up for you, show you how to track them, and then support you as the ads go and do their job. Same thing with your funnels or your lead magnet, stuff like that. Thing number two is courses kind of suck. You ever notice that? How many courses, think real quick, how many courses have you bought? Might have even been some of mine that you bought and never logged in. Is it 3? Is it 6? Is it 10? Is it more than 10? What's the number? I'm looking at my dry erase board. I think I've bought 4 courses. One I have not logged into yet. One I got 10% of the way done. That one I have not logged in yet. And that one I have not logged in yet. So 3 of the 4 courses that I bought most recently, I haven't logged in at all. And one of them I made about 10% of the way through. And I want to watch them. I plan on watching them. So that's why I am pivoting away from courses and saying, no more. You've awakened the bear. Like, I it's not good enough to sell you a course for $30 or $300 or $3,000 if you're not going to get the work done. So I'm a big implementer guy. I'm a big action taker guy. I want people that learn from me to actually go implement. So whether that's me holding your hand in like a co-working setting, or whether it's me doing it for you if you get stuck, or whether it's something in between, right? Just getting a course so you can just collect it and let it sit on your shelf is not something I'm open to anymore. Now, I did hear somebody, they bought over the weekend, they bought the Laid Back Launch workshop and they watched it the same day. And that's awesome. I need to send them like a Starbucks gift card. They bought it, watched it, and next they need to implement what they learned, right? So those are two of the big shifts. Agencies can be expensive. It can take forever. And you don't usually need that. And the second thing is these little courses and stuff, they just don't do the trick in moving the needle in your business. So for people that want to learn from me going forward, I can support you with courses, but I'd much rather spend time with you helping you implement the thing. Whether that's you flying to Colorado Springs and we do it together, whether that's you jumping on live with no recording into a ad writing workshop with me or an email writing workshop with me and we get the stuff done, or again, you just hire me to do it. That's the shifts I'm making there. So that's it. Let's follow the podcast. Check back in next couple episodes. See how this is working. See what's going on. I launched this launch advisory program a few months ago. Like I said, I've got 4 people in it. I'm about to add a 5th, it sounds like, based on a call I had today. And then I sent an email on Sunday. They got, 30 or so people interested in learning more about the program is. And that's the shift that I'm making. So I'm excited. I'm optimistic. I'm curious. Again, while I'm just documenting my feeling today at 2:48 p.m. right before I go pick up my middle son, Luke, from school. That's how I feel. That's the journey that I've been on. That's what's been happening the last couple of months. And those are some shifts that I'm making in my business going forward. So this podcast, I got to admit, is a little bit selfish that I wanted to record what was going on in my business and in my life today, because it's a big day. Number two, if there's some lessons that you can learn about business models and about pivoting and about doing things that are uncomfortable or might seem a little bit scary to serve the greater good of what you want your life to look like, then I hope that it added some value in that area for you as well. How I came to this decision, and I'll close with this, I came to this decision of what I want to do based on what I wanted my average day to look like. What do I want my average week to look like? And a lot of the last couple of months has been spent by me trying to, only take calls from 10 to 2 o'clock and never on Fridays, and really taking my calendar back and owning that. And I just huddled down in my basement and I ran these launches and I grew other people's businesses, which I'm prone to do over the years. If you've been to one of my live events, you might recall a story I told of a training that I was taking when I was an employee, an unhappy employee of the last company I was at. And in this training, this guy was talking about mindset. And I thought, that's a lame topic. I don't want to think about that. But he had a slide that said, if you don't have a plan for your life, you become a part of someone else's plan for their life. And I thought, ouch, that hurts. And then I quit my job like 2 weeks later. Well, I still kind of do that when I'm building other people's big launches. I'm spending all this time, money, and effort building their businesses for just a flat retainer. They might make 300 grand and I just charged, you know, 3 grand a month for their retainer or whatever that is. And so I didn't want to do that anymore. I want my week and my days spent with people that I want to work with that are growing their businesses. That that's why I came up with those kind of day rate strategies and those VIP days and consulting days as well. That much more aligns with my ideal month and my ideal week, where I can do four of those a month, let's say, and then also sell 10 of these launch advisory clients in a month. That's one or two people a week joining that launch advisory program. And that aligns well with what I want my days and weeks and months to look like. So I start with that. What do I want? Why do I want that? And then what business model best serves that goal that I have for my life, for my family, for my summer, for my, you know, spring, and in the fall, my kids start playing sports again and got to get back to school. And we got a couple of camping trips planned over the summer. And I don't want to be stuck in agency land, collecting a flat fee retainer, helping other people make multiple six figures per launch and stressed out of my mind, right? Not the business model that I wanted. So it's time to pause and reflect and think and plan, and that's what I came up with. So anyways, thanks for listening. I know we went a little bit long today, longer than usual. And my plan is to definitely create more of these podcasts. So make sure that you're subscribed so you never miss an episode. Thanks for checking out today's Cody Builds a Business podcast, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to the Cody Builds a Business podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe. And if you want to help spread the word, please leave a 5-star review and tell your friends to subscribe. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to podcasts.